It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And right back with you from Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, as we get ready for the back half of this girl-boy basketball doubleheader here tonight in the Metro and in the MVC, as it'll be the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking on the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Great to have you back with us, Scott Unash, alongside Phil Dunn for game number two here tonight. Girls game, in case you missed it, won by Jefferson as they win it 61-45 over Kennedy just a little bit earlier. Had a very nice ceremony between games honoring the 1967 Class AA Jayhawk State Championship team coached by Gay Don. And four of the members of that team were here. Mike Arusha, B.J. Tricky, I know, are here, and two others. It was great to see that, and great to have them honored here tonight. Whoop, sorry about that, Phil.
Yeah, I was there. That was a nice memory for those folks that were here, and I'm sure it was great for them and their family that were able to get here. And what a terrific accomplishment when you think about it. Even more difficult, they only had two champions back then, you know, with the smaller class and the big class. Today you got four champions in the boys' side. But I didn't know either. I guess I learned a little something. It was the first overtime game in the championship of the state of Iowa basketball tournaments there. And Jefferson came from way behind to get that victory. They were down 17 at one point in the third quarter, and they came back and they got a win.
Yep, beat a very good Ames team that year. But we are getting ready for basketball 50 years after that, as the Cougars and the Jayhawks go at it. And you got two teams right now in the thick of things. Kennedy 9-3 in the MVC, and they are tied for the top of the Valley Division along with Dubuque Senior at 7-2, one game ahead of Cedar Falls, Hempstead, and Prairie, which are just one game behind at 6-3. Jefferson 7-7. They've lost their last four. They are 4-5 in conference play right now. And the Jayhawks need to right the ship here quickly, and maybe a few changes tonight, as you were talking to head coach Brandon Horman before the game.
Well, he wants to make sure they get out to a quick start. You talked about Dubuque Wallert. They were down 26-6 to start the ball game, and then he said they were down by 16 at half. And he said in the fourth quarter they came back and actually had the lead for a moment there, and then they made some crucial mistakes. But he does not want to get behind early in this ball game. He wants to have a good start, and he talked about how they're going to switch things up defensively specifically, because they've shown 1-3-1 virtually the entire ball game all year, and they've been working a lot more on their man-to-man. So he wants to start with that and see how things go from the very beginning, try to get his kids involved a little bit more, maybe on the offensive end as well.
And we'll see how long that takes Kennedy to kind of react to that, because I'm sure the Cougars are thinking we're going to see 1-3-1 zone all night like we did in the first time around, which, by the way, was won by Kennedy 75-67 in a high-scoring affair. And for the Kennedy Cougars, they broke a two-game losing streak. They lost at Hempstead and lost at Cedar Falls, both very, very quality basketball teams. But bounce back in a big way up at Waterloo West, 73-51. They're in the midst of a four-game road trip right now.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting when you talk about that with Cedar Rapids Kennedy, you know, they're in first place in their division, but yet they've got two of their losses are to Cedar Falls. They've only got three losses on the year, and lo and behold, they're in their sub-state. They'll be going head-to-head against them again later in the year, or could be, is a possibility of it. So, interesting year when you start looking at everything that's going on.
And we'll talk about those sub-state pods that came out today. We'll do that at halftime. And some very interesting things. I think they did a good job for the most part with the Iowa High School Athletic Association breaking those up. But we'll let you know about those coming up at halftime. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM tonight. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That is firstfedcu.com, and rates as low as 1.99% APR. You take a look at these two teams on paper, Phil, they're almost identical, right down to tenths of a point. Both averaging 63 points a game, both shooting 44%. Kennedy shoots it, or I should say Jefferson shoots it a little bit better from three. Kennedy a little bit better from the free throw line. But the Cougars rebounded a whole bunch better. They get more rebounds a game than the Jayhawks do.
Yeah, that was interesting when you look at the two teams on paper and you start looking at key statistics and key things there. There was so many similarities there, with the one exception you were talking about with that rebounding. And it goes without saying, because the Jefferson Jayhawks don't have a whole lot of size out there. And Kennedy is very aggressive in what they do, and they try to get to the glass. They try to rebound it at the defensive ends that lead to their transition game. And they also offensively want to get second chance points. So Jayhawks are going to have to do a job on their offense, getting good shots, and keeping them off the offensive glass as well.
Well, the Cougars led by Derek Diggins and Drake Brewster. Diggins at 15.1, Brewster at 14.3 points per game. Diggins at 53% shooting from the field, while Brewster not too far behind at 49%. And then a trio of players right after that, Malik Haynes, Matt Burst, and Jackson Foley right there that are helping things out. Last time we saw Kennedy, got a big game for Kai Jenkins off the bench, and they brought up a freshman as well by the name of Jack Wetzel. 6'4 freshman, help him out a little bit now as they come down the stretch.
Yeah, they're going to look for him, get some minutes out of him tonight. And, you know, we talked about how Jefferson is going to want to change things up or is want to get off to a good start. Coach McCowan told me before the ball game they've kind of changed their routine a little bit on what they do game day. They get a lot more shots in at different times. He was going through the procedure, but he was basically saying you get X amount of shots in on game day. When it comes time to take that shot in the game, you need to be a little bit more confident. You should feel more confident. He's looking to get those shooting percentages up a little bit. So that's one of the things that they got to improve upon here before they get into the tournament.
Well, Jefferson's got four double-figure scorers, led by Royshawn Webb at 16.6 a game. Kane Kramer at about 15, and then Kyler Bell at 11.4, and Willie Guy having a terrific sophomore year at 11.2 points per game. Jefferson needs to get that bench going a little bit, whether it be a Shaw or a Shockley or a Holsing or somebody like that. They just need a little bit more off that bench to come help out.
Yeah, somebody to step up, and who's going to be that man that'll be able to do it? And, you know, Coach Horman had talked about Shockley. He said he was really making strides, the youngster out there for the Jayhawks. You know, he's got his feet wet a little bit early in the year here. And, you know, he's only a freshman. He was doing really well, but then he got set back with a little bit of an injury, or not injury, illness, some respiratory stuff. And he goes, then he didn't get to play a whole lot of minutes and that sort of thing. So they're trying to build him back up. He thinks that is somebody that maybe could be that next guy that could give them some moments and give them some scoring opportunities.
Should be a good one. Jefferson and Kennedy going at it. The other games tonight in the MVC. On the boys' side, it's kind of rivalry night here. Xavier is at Washington tonight. Prairie is at Linmar. By the way, the Prairie girls beat Linmar girls tonight earlier on in the first half of that doubleheader. The game on 106.3 FM, the big one, down in Iowa City West. West High hosting Cedar Falls tonight. City High is at Hempstead. Senior is at Wallert tonight. You never know what's going to happen when they get together. And Waterloo West and Waterloo East are going to play tonight. So it's a lot of rivalries on this Friday night in the MVC.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun right now at this time of year. When you get like this, what we have here, we have a crosstown game. Both these teams know each other. Kids are familiar, growing up playing against each other all the way through. And it's a great time to watch high school basketball.
Crowd continues to file in here at Jefferson. Going to have a nice crowd before it's all said and done. Both teams with their good student sections here across the way. And it will be electric tonight here. And whichever team gets their crowd behind them, I think, is going to have a big effect. And like you said, for Jefferson, they got to get off to a good start in this game.
Yeah, that's paramount. Both teams, everybody always wants to get off to a good start in the basketball game. But for the Jayhawks especially, because they got down big against Iowa City High. It was a game maybe they thought they could have won, but they had to claw and fight their way back. They got down big against Dubuque Wallert, and they had to claw and fight their way back. So, you know, he said a little bit of a pattern here. We want to make sure we get them going and try to get them going early, because then your confidence is there for the rest of the ball game, and the other team doesn't feel quite as confident and get that big boulder rolling in their favor, in their direction with the big mole.
Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups in this one here tonight. First of all, for the visitors, the Kennedy Cougars, they come in at the top of the Valley Division of the MVC, along with Dubuque Senior. Both teams are 7-2 in the conference. Kennedy 9-3 overall. They are rated 8th in the state in Class 4A by the AP. For the Cougars, they will go with, at one guard, it'll be number 24, Derek Diggins, the 6'3 junior, at 15.1 in points per game, leading the Cougars in scoring, shooting 53% from the field. Also to guard, it'll be number 25, Jackson Foley, the 5'7 junior, 8.4 points, 4.2 assists per game as well. And also to guard, number 1, Malik Haynes. Haynes, a 6'1 senior, at 8.5 points per ball game, 19 made threes on the year, leads Kennedy. At a forward, it'll be number 12, Matt Burst, the 6'2 senior. He's going to be playing baseball at Illinois State coming up next year. Burst, he's that glue guy, kind of that Nick Bear type for this Kennedy team. 6.1 points and a team-high 8 rebounds a game. And also up front, at forward, number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'6 and a senior, 3-year starter, 14.3 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. And the head coach for the Kennedy Cougars, John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, and Ben Ethier. Now the starters for the home team, the Jefferson Jayhawks, 7-7 on the year, 4-5 in the Mississippi Division. For the Jayhawks, they will also go with a three-guard lineup. Kyler Bell at one guard, the 5'11 junior, at 11.4 points a game. Also at a guard, it'll be number one, Royshawn Webb, 6'1 and a senior, a jumping jack, 16.6 points, shooting 50% from the field this year. And Webb at 5.6 rebounds and 3.5 assists a game. Also at a guard, number 21, Willie Guy, the 5'11 sophomore, 11.2 points per ball game for Willie Guy, the third. And up front for Jefferson, it'll be at a forward, Kane Kramer, the 6'3 senior, 14.8 points, 44% three-point shooter. He's made 47 of them on the year. And also up front, T.J. Kennan, 6'2 and a junior, at just under 4 points and just under 4 rebounds a game. Head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks is Brandon Horman, assisted by Matt Jenkins, Will Norton, and Adam Brown. Jayhawks in their home white with the Columbia blue and a dark blue trim. Jefferson across the front with the striping of Columbia blue down the side. Kennedy in her traveling gold uniforms, green numbers trim in white with Cougars across the front. Lineups being introduced, and what are you looking for tonight, Phil?
Now we're looking at a couple of things we talked about. Was the starting of the game going to be very important for both of these teams, especially the Jefferson Jayhawks, wanting to make sure they get off to a good start. They've been in a struggle of doing that lately. Going to see some changes on the defensive end. How well does Kennedy adjust to that from the get-go? And how does Jefferson play a totally different style of a defense as you look at that there? Rebounding, I think, is going to be very important, too, for this ball game. Cedar Rapids Jefferson is going to be the smaller team. They're going to have to be very, I guess you would say, disciplined in what they're doing and getting the screen outs and then going and getting the ball with two hands. Kennedy want to take advantage of it, though, and be the aggressor like they've been all year long.
We're going to get the lineups taken care of here. We're going to get underway. As got a little bit of confusion here, but we'll get everything taken care of here before it's all said and done. As long as the book is right, everything's copacetic, right?
There you go. As long as it's official, this is just kind of the, what would you say, window dressing here, Scott? This is cosmetic stuff on the announcer or the pregame introductions.
Kennedy looking to stay on top of the division. And also, the big game as far as seedings now are concerned, especially for Kennedy. That Substate 3 is absolutely brutal.
Yeah, Kennedy with only 3 losses there, but two of those three have been to Cedar Falls, who's also in there. But Cedar Falls has more losses overall than Kennedy. So you got to start looking at it. And then if there are head-to-heads, common opponents, and all that sort of stuff, that goes into it. And I think Cedar Falls is going to want to, or excuse me, Kennedy would really like to have that number one seed. Because, you know, Coach McCown was talking about who's 3-4, because there's good 3-4 teams in there, too. You could be looking at Prairie. You could be looking at Mason City.
Mason City's got a good year going.
They beat Waukee. They split with Dowling, I think, on the year Mason City has. So some good matchups there.
All right, set to go here. It will be Diggins to tip it up against Royshawn Webb, and it goes into the backcourt. Kennedy will pick it up. We're underway. Cougar basketball as they go to the bucket to our right. And the Jayhawks will come out in the straight man-to-man. Diggins going to be guarded by Royshawn Webb. They'll clear it out for him. Comes left off the ball screen. No look, bounce underneath the burst. Reverse one go, and the rebound to T.J. Kennan for Jefferson. And Kennedy will also start things off in the straight-up man-to-man. They'll do that jump and switching defense that John McCown preaches.
They'll be real aggressive. A lot of ball pressure.
Webb back to Kyler Webb. Stutter dribble coming left with it. Leaves it to Kane Kramer. Now on the far side, Guy, whip pass underneath, reverse layup good by Kane Kramer on the back cut.
And miscommunication by the Cougars on defense. Two defenders guarding one man out there and left Kramer wide open.
2-0, Foley trapped along the left side, stolen away by Willie Guy. Lead pass to Bell, all the way in, 4-0 Jayhawks.
Double up on the basketball real quick there. Quick hands by Guy getting the strip.
Minute into it, Foley into the front court. Kramer on him. Back it comes to Brewster. A couple jab steps. Shake and bake move. Takes it inside. Reverses it up. Count it to foul.
Able to get loose along the baseline. Use the rim as a protector down there. Draws the body contact and gets the finish.
Kennan picks up the foul. And Brewster with a much needed early basket for the Cougars.
Let's see now if they convert. If we see some pressure. They like to do that after made free throws.
Brewster got it. And it's 4-3. Jefferson ball, Kramer, right wing. Holds it by the far side line up front to Webb. Moving on, Haynes drives in. Haynes puts it high at the glass, can't get it to go. Tapped around, and Haynes gets the rebound. Kennedy can take the lead here, down by one, 4-3. Slip pass inside, and Brewster gets the assist from Derek Diggins.
Two-man game, ball screen that time. Like you said, just a little slip to the basket. Heads up play for the catch and reception.
5-4, Cougars with 5 in a row. Willie Guy, the stop and go move, drives on burst. Kicks it back out now to Kramer. Fumbled it for a moment. Couldn't put it on the floor and gets it over to Webb. Turns on Haynes. Circles out front, cross court pass tip, but Willie Guy picks it up. Crossover, he'll step back for three and got it. Willie Guy with the triple.
Well, confidence that time, didn't need much space to get that shot off.
He's 27-67. He's a good three-point shooter. High Archer, no good in the left baseline. Put back, that won't good. Go by Diggins. Tapped around, and Guy comes up with it for the Jayhawks. Jefferson up by 2-7-5. Pass to the near sideline. Too strong, stolen away. Burst comes away with it. Diggins fakes the long three, steps in. High arching 15-footer, no. And the rebound, Kyler Bell on the weak side. We're running the other way with the Jayhawks. And Bell will circle it out front.
When the Diggins is in the matchup on Guy this time.
Kramer, stutter dribble coming left. And reverse it over to Bell. Bell drives on Foley, kick to Guy, three-pointer, back iron this time, no. And the rebound to Burst, who averages 8 a game. Haynes in the front court, circling left, cross-court pass now to Diggins. Webb coming out on him. Skip pass over to top to Burst for three, and he got it.
Nice skip over the top that time. Burst had plenty of time. Get his feet set, step into that shot, and knock it down.
We saw him hit threes. We saw the Cougars a few weeks ago. He's 8-for-23 in the year. Hanging and shooting is Webb, and he was fouled on the miss.
Webb's at his best, Scott, when he can put the ball on the floor, get into the lane area, and cause damage.
First on Derek Diggins, and a couple free throws coming up here. For Royshawn Webb, the left-hander, high archer, and first one no good. Jefferson 67% from the free throw line, and Webb at 61%.
See some new players in the game right now, Scott. Kennedy will sub a lot of players. They do it very often. On every dead ball, you see somebody coming in practically.
Webb got one out of two. Rajon Shockley, the freshman in there for the Jayhawks, wearing number 5, 6'3". Kennedy basketball, bounce pass to the corner. Open three up, no good. They fight for it in the weak side and trying for the save, getting it in and saving it off the Jayhawk. That time was Kai Jenkins.
Sideline!
As Kennedy will bring Isaiah Harris in, 6'3 senior. Also in there for the Cougars is Nick Deere. For the first time, 6'2 senior, and Kai Jenkins, the 6'2 junior. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Jenkins bounces to the lane. Brewster was fouled going up from behind.
Yeah, Brewster with a nice cut that time.
Oh, they're gonna say it was
goaltending.
Not a foul, but it's gonna be goaltending.
He got his hand caught in the net. Shockley did, trying to catch up to it that time, and he yanked it down. A good call by the official.
So Kennedy will bring in two fresh players. Diggins comes in as well as Burst. Cougars going to extend the man a little bit here. 10-8, 4:10 to play. Jayhawk basketball, Guy drives right of the lane. Kick out to Kramer for three, no good. Rebound high in the air with Shockley to keep it alive and tipped it off of Diggins. Rajon Shockley can get up.
Yeah, he does. And that attempted block at the other end, he got up really well too. He just got his hand caught in the net rim area.
Jayhawks get it into Kramer out deep. With Deere on him, comes near side to Guy. Guy circles into the lane, stops at the free throw line. Over to Bell, three-pointer going to be way short. Comes out deep on the kicker to Guy, though, and he traveled with it. Got caught in the air.
Yeah, officials caught it there. Coach Harmon thought maybe he kept that foot down, but it sure looked like he went up on it. Jefferson staying in the man-to-man here. Pick up at the half court.
A little different than that 1-3-1 we've seen all year. Over the halfway mark here of the game's first quarter. Diggins cut off by Shockley. Little shake and bake move. Over it comes to Kai Jenkins. Put it on the floor, but had it poked away by Guy. Right back it comes to Diggins. Going one-on-one. Spin move, left block. Hangs, double pumper. No, but he drew the foul.
Help coming a little bit late down at the end. Diggins with the spin draws the contact. Is it Bell, maybe? Or
yep.
Is it Guy? Bell?
First on Kyler Bell. That'll be team foul number two against the Jayhawks. And the free throw up and good for Derek Diggins. 72% on the year, gets his first point. And Curtis Shaw will come in, the 5'6 senior for the Jayhawks. 1 more on the way. No good off the back iron, and Deer is going to get called for going over the back.
Yeah, he went over the back of a couple of Jayhawks that time. You like the aggressiveness, but you just got to channel that energy a better way.
11-8, Kennedy by three. Jayhawks with the basketball. Cross-court pass is tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say it stays with Jefferson, and there's Matt Burst again.
Yeah.
In the passing lane, diving for a loose ball.
And they jump those passing lanes pretty well. They kind of lull you into a sense that it's open there, and then they get on top of it pretty quickly. They close a lot of ground.
Webb. High dribble with the left hand. He'll go crossover off the clear out. Rises for the 15-footer and got it.
That's a shot, Scott. He sets you up with that crossover. If he can get that pull-up jump shot 15, 16 feet, he's deadly.
Kai Jenkins, left side three-pointer. No good on the line. Driver, rebound. Chased down, though, by Burst. Oh. Out front to Diggins. Diggins left open. High arching three. No, top of the key. And the rebound to Webb on the far sideline. In transition, goes crossover all the way in. Hanks puts it up with the left hand, no. And they fight for the rebound. We're going to have a foul on Webb.
Yeah, he just ran through Deere out there. Deere had two hands in the ball, and Webb trying to make up for a missed shot.
Foley, Haynes, and Brewster for Kennedy.
We've seen the transition game, Scott. We've seen some up and down play. I like that.
These teams, they played a high-scoring game the first time around. They're both average mid-60s. Bowling got around Shaw, drives right of the lane, leads it for Brewster. Brewster takes it inside, doubled, kick out to the far side. Diggins, three, won't go. Shockley kept it alive, comes out to Curtis Shaw. And he'll hold it right here. Bounces out front to Kramer. Around traffic, pull up, three, got it.
Kramer makes threes, and the Kennedy coaching staff says he finds a way to get open against us all the time.
13-11, a very good three-point shooter, Kane Kramer. Jackson Foley out front, takes it inside the lane, cut off, back it comes to Brewster. Couple of jab steps, stutter dribble, on to drive, in all the way, Hanks puts it up, no, but he threw the foul. This went one-on-one, and the help defense got there late. Willie Guy will pick up the foul.
And you think that may be part of what Kennedy's philosophy here is attacking Jefferson defensively is Jefferson's a little short on the bench. They got to be careful on fouls, and they don't want to, you know, 14 fouls right now. They got to make sure they don't get anybody with two here in the first half.
Brewster off to a good start with seven early, and he rims the first free throw in and out. Listening to high school basketball tonight at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Also KGYMRadio.com. First out, Nick Deere back in for John McCowan and the Cougars. Two even to play first quarter. Second free throw up and good. And TJ Kennan will come in for Shockley for Jeff.
Kennedy going to work Guy. They're going to try and make him work a little bit, bringing the ball up.
13-12. Guy, shake and bake move. Drive. Ooh, kicked it out to Kramer, but couldn't collect it. Out front to Shaw with Foley on him. 5-6 on 5-7. I like that. Kennan guarded by Deere. Tried to hand it off and stolen away by Haynes, and he'll get the easy two.
That defensive pressure over time wears on you a little bit. Little mishandle of the basketball leads to a runout.
14-13. Guy shaking bake move. Drives in all the way. Tried to drop off pass to Kennan, and it goes out of bounds. Kennan thought he was going to shoot it and went to rebound.
Yeah, that surprised him at the last moment to get that dump off.
Kai Jenkins in for Kennedy.
Two turnovers in a row now for the Jayhawks. The last one was a live ball one. This was a dead one. See if Kennedy capitalizes this time as well.
14-13 Cougars, minute 11 to play. Kennedy working the perimeter. Deere quickly to the corner. Whip pass inside, and Brewster couldn't collect it. And we're going to have a turnover and a Jefferson timeout, a 30 to save the trap. Second Kennedy turnover.
And Jefferson's going to come back with Kate Kramer there. He's coming in at the break here. This time out, probably can't get him in quick enough.
Talk with Jason Edwards coming up at halftime, and we'll take a look at those sub-state pods as well.
After first quarter, center point of Amana boys, 8, Marion 6. And Iowa City West leads Cedar Falls 24-16 at the half. It's a low-scoring game there too, Scott.
Cedar Falls slowing it down, perhaps, in that one. Kennedy going to throw out some full-court pressure.
Yeah, over time, that could wear on the shorter bench of Jefferson. Wear them down, make them work.
1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Kennedy right of the circle. Holds it there on Brewster, spinning, looking for some help, and finally hands it off to Webb, and then Webb was held by Haynes. Team's third, first on Malik Haynes.
Be inbounded right in front of the Kennedy student section is Mr. Kramer.
And he'll throw it in the backcourt. See if Webb will go one-on-one. Couple crossover dribbles, poked away by Haynes, picks it back up. Long time to hold it here for one, 40 seconds. Crossover, Webb, pull up 17-footer, splashed it right through.
And he sets up the defender with the crossover. You know it's coming. You just got to try to be disciplined enough to stop.
See if Kennedy goes for one. Quickly to Brewster in the corner. Nope, got to put up the jumper. Left it short. The weak side board to Guy. He's trapped. Splits the double team. Then had it poked away from behind. Loose and picked up by Kennedy. Deere gets it. Over it comes to Haynes. 17-footer short. Tipped around. Jayhawks get it.
At a clock.
7 seconds. Here's Webb. Between the leg with the dribble. 5 seconds. Webb to Kramer behind the screen. Deep three. Got it on a 25-footer at the horn.
Deep one there. And he good form. Took his time. Knocked it down.
Kane Kramer with a big first quarter with eight. And after one, it's Jefferson 18 and number eight, Kennedy 14. Back with the second quarter. After this one-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at Jefferson. Great up and down first quarter. And Kane Kramer gets the buzzer beater. He's got eight. Jefferson gets the ball right back to Kramer to start the second quarter. Missed that one. Kennedy, the offensive rebound. Turnaround put back. No. Third effort up. No. And a foul call as Webb got inside the taller Cougars.
Yeah, Kennedy kept it alive after the initial shot. And then Webb draws the foul. Still out of bounds situation. No free throws.
Second on Malik Haynes, though, and he'll have to come out. Matt Burst comes in. Drake Brewster comes in for Kennedy. Cougars brought Jack Wetzel in right away, that freshman, and he's going to take a seat. Deer also coming out. Willie got inbound. He'll toss it in. Tried to lob it to Bell and made a nice takeaway from Kai Jenkins. Bell to Webb, right wing, pull up three, got it.
Just a little slow on the closeout to get to Webb, just giving him enough room to knock it down.
Doesn't take a lot of threes. He's 7 of 18, though. He can make that shot. They work the triangle left, and Kennan tried for the steal, but had a foot on the baseline.
He worked around the front of the post that time, giving up a height advantage in there, or is that a disadvantage in there, but working hard to get around in front.
13-3 Jefferson run right now. Cougars throw it out deep to Burst. Had to bring it down, and he was fouled. Had to chase it down, I should say. And
some Bell.
It's going to be his second. Team foul number five. And more Kennedy substitutions.
And Bell's going to come out of there, too. They don't want him to pick up his third.
Foley, Diggins, Brewster, Burst, and Deer for Kennedy. Shaw back in now for Jefferson. Give it go underneath the Brewster. Drives in and was fouled from behind. Nice set play off that timeout.
You know, they like Brewster cutting to the basket down there. I think they got a mismatch against that Jefferson defense. He's a little bit quicker making those cuts.
Brewster on the free throw line. And the first one right through. He's already been there four times. Expected Kennedy a little taller to get to the free throw line more.
Well, they're attacking off the dribble. They're attacking off cuts to the lane area.
Brewster got a ball. 21-16. Jayhawk lead cut to five. Jefferson basketball. Kane Kramer in the front court. Holds it out front. Hands it off to Shaw. Guy in there. Webb in there. And also Kennan. They'll clear it out for Webb, going one-on-one. There's a crossover. This time drives in, hangs, and scores.
Well, he's feeling confident right now. He's scoring in a lot of different ways for the Jayhawks.
10 already for Royshawn Webb. Leading scorer for Jefferson. Deer left open, left side three, long. The offensive board to Diggins, and he was tied up. Good weak side defense by Curtis Shaw.
He's going to stay with the Cougars.
Rayshon Shockley back into the Jayhawk lineup. And Kennedy will put it in left of the glass looking in.
I like that 1-4 look.
Deer to Foley off the inbound. He'll try a three and nailed it left of the key.
Yeah, and that was probably, what, 2 feet behind the three-point line?
Yeah, that's good, 22 feet. Good three-point shooter. Doesn't take a lot of them. Shaw driving baseline. Cut off there by Deer. Cross court now to Kramer, left of the circle. 6.5 to play here in the first half. Stop and go move by Guy. Almost walked with it. Gets it out front. Kramer, a deep three. Too strong. And the deep kicker comes out to Deere. And he'll hold it for the Cougars. Late pass to Diggins. Cross court it goes. Burst in the corner for three. Strong aired it. But Kennedy the rebound back to Diggins. He'll try it for three. That's off. No. Burst the rebound. Ooh, came down on his back after he got undercut a little bit. And see who the foul is going to be on. And the foul's going to be on Jefferson's Kane Kramer. Now he's got two, and Burst rolls over on the floor. Trainers will come out to see him. Didn't hit his head. That's the good thing.
Looks like it's hard to speculate. He came down hard on his back and hip.
Yeah,
area.
It was the back and the hip. It was not like Cameron Findlay the other night when she came down on her head.
No. He's sitting up now, too, so that's a good sign.
Just kind of making sure all your faculties are there.
He's going to have to come out of the ball game, Scott, too. So they're going to be shooting a free throw. And one-on-one. It's team foul seven. So they get to pick who they want to shoot that free throw now, Scott.
And Coach John McCowan can pick out who's going to come in here. Burst is up and walking off, limping a little bit. Susie Guider there.
He's
helping out.
Got a little hitch there.
Yeah,
hopefully he's going to be all right coming back.
It's about a 4 or 5 foot drop. It's going to be Malik Haynes going to the line, who's 76%. And he will get the 1-1. On the way, in and out, and high to get the board, Shockley. 23-19 in favor of Jefferson, and Haynes tips the ball out of bounds as Kai Jenkins comes in.
Haynes, such quick hands out there on defense, makes it tough.
23-19. Jayhawks into Webb, see if he goes one-on-one. He's got Deer on him right now. Standing left-hand dribble. There's that crossover. Drives. Passes to Kramer. Now to Guy. Comes near side to Curtis Shaw. Kennedy almost looks like a zone, but it's not. It's man. Webb. Little jab step. Now goes up for the three. No. And the rebound to Brewster. Long lead pass. Nice catch by Deer, but he got fouled from behind on a push by Webb, who's got his second.
Now Jefferson. It's in danger zone out there with the fouls mounting up on him.
Nick Deere on the line with the 1-1. Kennedy just missed the front end of a 1-1 bonus earlier. And missed another one here. Kramer with a rebound. Usually a pretty good shooting
team.
Yeah,
that's a little bit unusual for the Cougars.
5:25 to play first half. Shaw between the circles holds it against Deere. Little crossover dribble, starts to drive right free throw line, pass tipped away, but Willie Guy retrieves it. Kramer, lob down on the baseline. Shockley, the freshman, turns, hands it back to Kramer. Two-man game. Kramer spinning near sideline, back to Guy with Diggins on him. To Kramer, he'll try a three, up good.
Give him a little bit of space. Your normal rules, you might have to change how you're going to defend on him. And just face guard.
26-19, and Kane Kramer having a half with 11. Deer off the one-on-one clear out. Isolated left side, gives up to Foley. Stutter dribble coming right. Doubled for a moment. Long cross-court pass. Diggins got it in the baseline. Bounces on the left block. Brewster had it taken away, and now a hold on Brewster trying to get it back.
I know Shockley working hard to get over the top that time, not trailing, get a hand in the passing lane.
And that'll be team foul number five.
Now you got Kennedy gonna defensively still in that man-to-man. They run different things out of their man though, Scott. It's almost like you call a play on offense. Kennedy calls plays on defense on what they want to do.
Guy in the hand back. Kramer far hash mark right side. Bullet pass out front. Shaw goes between the legs with it. Now he'll back it off. Uses the high ball screen from Guy. Guy turns on Foley. Height advantage there. Now he'll back it out as Jefferson looking to go one-on-one, and there's a five-second count on Guy.
You got to move that ball. You got to be cognizant of what's going on. You got to know that official's counting.
Diggins out. First is back in, so that's good to see.
Moving pretty good out there.
Halfway home here in quarter number two.
Here's the 1-3-1 now. They switch back to it, Scott.
Ah.
Maybe because of the foul trouble a little bit?
Could be. Go back to your old friend. Foley, back he comes to Kai Jenkins. Burst on the left baseline. Looking inside as they work that triangle left. Long bounce pass up top to Deer. Diagonal pass into the corner to Burst. Kennedy being patient here against the zone. Foley goes crossover, drive, kick out to Jenkins, takes the three. Back it comes to Foley. Jayhawks, the crowd behind him here. Foley on the dribble drive. No look, bounce to Deer. Back it comes to Burst. Tall pass, and he chased it down. I think this surprised Kennedy here a little bit.
Taking some clock. Nothing else. It's shortening the game up a little bit.
Burst cross court to Deer. Fakes. Drives baseline. Cut off by the double team. Back it comes. Jayhawk crowd behind him. Jenkins for three. Short. Shockley kept it alive. Brewster gets it. Gets the put back for two.
Brewster kind of stole it from Shockley. He was up there to the ball first, but Brewster with those strong hands and pulls it away.
26-21. Bounce down low to Shockley. Back up top to Kramer. Quick reversal over to Shaw. Here's Webb up top, working on Deer. Standing left-hand dribble. Comes right with it. Stutter move. Takes the right free throw line. Back to Shaw. Cross-court pass intercepted by Burst. Two on one. Burst all the way up. Finger roll, no. And Deer fouled on the rebound by Guy. And he's got two.
Yeah, Coach Harmon's like, yeah, doesn't like to see that. You like the aggressiveness again, but Deer clearly had the ball. Your guy just maybe make a swipe at the ball, but back away so you don't pick up that foul.
Be two shots, believe, and it will be for Nick Deer. No, one and one, and he gets it. We're going to get a timeout, Jefferson. The full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 2:22 to play here in the first half. It's Cedar Rapids Jefferson 26, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 22. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back after this here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Welcome back here to the Jefferson Gym. Exciting game. Electric crowd here tonight. As at this juncture, Jefferson, I think they're going to talk about defensively. They're in major foul trouble right now with Bell with two, Kramer with two, Webb with two, and Guy with two.
And those, they don't go real deep normally in their rotation on their bench. So you got to try to want to milk them along a little bit. They're coming out with, Ligon? Is that who's in
yep,
now?
Yeah, Kyron Ligon. Second free throw in and out, back in again for Deer. Kyron Ligon, 6'2 sophomore into the game for the Jayhawks. Webb also in there. Kyler Bell, Shockley, and Kane Kramer. Jayhawks with the ball in a three-point lead. Kramer up top, working with Webb. Picks up the dribble, looking for some help. Just got it away before the five-second count. Ligon, far corner. Over it comes to Webb. Webb spins right free throw line. Got caught in the air. Gives it to Bell. Drives in. Was stripped and fouled going up.
That's what Bell likes to do, too. He likes to track, attack the basket, slash in there, draw some fouls, and get to the free throw line.
Kai Jenkins, first foul, sixth team foul, and two coming up here for Kyler Bell misses the first one. Neither team shooting it real well from the free throw line.
No, normally they're pretty decent shooting teams up there. And I think that would have to turn around maybe here in the second half.
Second free throw, also no good. Back iron and off, kept alive, and Foley going to the floor to come up with a tie-up, and it's going to stay Jayhawk ball. Minute 54 to play first half.
Well, Kennedy's going to stay in the man-to-man. Jefferson needs an inbounder. They, all five of them want to go to their spots on the floor.
Looking, Bell trying to get it in, and finally does to Ligon. Starts to drive on Isaiah Harris and got fouled on the double team. Brewster, no, they're going to get it on Harris. Now they're going to get Brewster coming from backside.
That's what I thought too. I thought with the reach, maybe they were going to get a piece of the arm. Ligon gets to go to the free throw line in the one-on-one now.
And Kyron Ligon going to the free throw line. Left-hander up, right through. Look good on that one.
Yep.
One more upcoming for the sophomore. Trying to give Jeff a 5-point lead here. Free throw on the way, spins it in. Big beer in for Kennedy.
A little bit different looking shot there. He gets pretty deep, neat bend, and then comes right up into it. They're back in the 1-3-1 again, though.
With Kyron Ligon out, or no, I beg your pardon, Kyler Bell out front.
And Webb will be along the baseline in this zone.
See how Kennedy attacks this here. Far hash, Mark Diggins. Cross-court pass down Isaiah Harris. Backdoor alley-oop to Diggins, who lays it in.
Yeah, he was there. King Kramer was there. It looked like, I don't know if he avoided the contact, not wanting to get the third foul.
Kind of just let him go. 28-25, minute 20 to play here in the first half. Webb off the clear out. On the drive, got double teamed and fouled. Quick first step.
He's tough. Going to his left, too. That's a strong hand. Now he gets to go to the free throw line.
Second on Brewster. Team foul number 8. And Matt Burst will come in. Brewster will have to go out with 2 fouls.
We don't want him getting 3 here with a minute 16 left in the second period.
Webb, free throw right through. First to 2. Kane Kramer and Royshawn Webb have had good halves for Jefferson. Kramer with 11. And 11 now. Make it 12 for Royshawn Webb.
And Jefferson got to feel good going into the game. They really talked about how they wanted to get to a good start. I would say mission accomplished in that part.
Back to the 1-3-1. Minute 7 to play, first half. Foley on the stutter dribble, comes left with it. Jump stop in the lane, Diggins hangs, shoots no on a leaner, and a rebound to the Jayhawks.
Jayhawks got a lot of minutes out of Rajon Shockley, the freshman out there.
Done a nice job.
Rebounds, plays physical.
Webb, high arching, pull up, rimming, no. Rebound underneath Ligon, off balance, put it up, no. We've got a foul, I think, of Jefferson on the rebound. And it will be on the Jayhawks. And there's Shockley picking up his first. Prairie girls beat Linmar tonight 66-60. Halftime. Another girls game, a big one up at Cedar Falls. And Cedar Falls with a 15-point lead on Iowa City West at half.
That'll get people's attention.
Free throw up and good. First 2 for Derek Diggins. We've shot a lot of free throws this first half.
Yeah, we had a lot of fouls. Physical ball game.
Diggins, second one, right through. Nothing but net. He's got 5. Curtis Shaw will come in, and Ligon will come out.
Another big halftime score on the girls' side. Marion girls up 30-21 at center point.
They win that. Got a pretty good stranglehold on the Womack West. Jayhawks, see if they go for one. 33 seconds. Webb holding it out front. No 5-second closely guarded count right now. That high dribble with the left hand. Stop and go move. Drives and traveled with it. Tried to turn the corner. Kind of lost his footing.
Ty Jenkins and Jackson Foley defensively doing a good job bottling him up that time and not committing the foul.
Going to go for one. There are 23.6 to play here in the first half. Kennedy can pull within one or tie it with the long ball here.
Going against the 1-3-1.
12 seconds, burst. Cross court, now to Kai Jenkins at the hash mark. Far side. Foley to burst. Right back it comes to Foley. Going to have to penetrate back to burst. Right wing three. Strong with it. No, and that will do it for the first half. Good first half of play. And at halftime, it's the Jefferson Jayhawks 30 and the Kennedy Cougars 27. We'll come back, talk halftime with you after this two-minute break here on KGYN.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $11.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month. Protect your engine with Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you here at Jefferson. Halftime score. Jayhawks leading the Kennedy Cougars 30-27. Let's take a look at the first half scoring for the Jayhawks. Royshawn Webb and Kane Kramer leading the way. Webb with 12. Four field goals, one of those at three. Kane Kramer with four field goals, three three-pointers and 11. Willie Guy with a three-pointer and three, and then Kyron Ligon with two, and Kyler Bell also with two. Four of the Kennedy Cougars, Drake Brewster with a dozen at halftime leading the way. Derek Diggins with five. Matt Burst with three. Jackson Foley with three. And two apiece for Malik Haynes and for Nick Deere. Bench scoring is two apiece right now. Kennedy with only two turnovers in that half. Jefferson with eight turnovers in the first half of play. Five threes in the first half for the Jayhawks to two for Kennedy. Cougars were 9 of 14 from the free throw line. Jeff was 5 out of 8. And how about your look at rebounding?
Well, rebounding, Jefferson's up 3, 18 to 15. Individually, if you, Royshawn Webb with 3, Kane Kramer also contributing 3, as well as Willie Guy, they lead the Jayhawks. Two rebounds apiece for TJ Cannon, along with Rajon Shockley. Contributing 1 is Kyler Bell, Curtis Shaw, and Kyron Ligon. Two dead ball rebounds for the Jayhawks, 6 offensive, 12 defensive, total of 18. For Kennedy, Matthew Burst leads the way with 4. Derek Diggins and Nicholas Deere each with 3. 2 for Drake Brewster and Malik Haynes contributing 1. 2 dead ball rebounds for the Cougars. 8 offensive, 7 defensive, a total of 15 for the Cougars. So Jefferson plus 3 rebounding, and we thought that was going to be Kennedy's strength in this ballgame.
Jefferson Palms with their routine here at the halftime break. We're going to take a look at the pods coming up. We'll get a word from Jefferson girls coach Jason Edwards coming up here in just a moment after they got the victory earlier on tonight over Cedar Rapids Kennedy, as the Jayhawks go to 7-8 on the year with a chance to get things back to 8-8 coming up here in just a little bit. Coming up tomorrow, as they'll be back on the court against Clinton tomorrow. And congratulations, Jason. Good win.
Thank you very much. Feels really good to get that one at home, and definitely will sleep a little better tonight.
We're trying to come up with the last time when Jefferson swept Kennedy 2 out of 2 in the regular season. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's definitely the first time in my 5 years here. You know, I talked to a couple of the other assistants that have been around for a while, and it has definitely been a while since we've been able to take two from the Cougars, but really proud of the way that the girls played here tonight.
Looked like you had a lot of success with getting Kennedy Dyke touches, which is nothing new, but either she would take it herself, but a lot of times she found the open player, and they hit the shot.
Exactly right. I mean, that's one of the things she does really well. She's unselfish. She has a good feel for when it's time to kind of take over the game and get the ball in her hands. Again, she can go both inside and outside. Her outside shot was falling tonight. She did a good job of getting to the rim off of dribble penetration, and they'd have to collapse around her. And had some kids hit some big shots. I thought Maddie Baxter did a really nice job coming off the bench. I thought Emily Oler gave us a lot of energy. And again, you know, everything looks a lot better when the ball's going through the hole.
Kylie Wise hit some threes, but she and Maddie Baxter. Maddie Baxter at 14 off the bench. And every time it looked like Kennedy was making a run, somebody hit a big three.
Exactly right. You know, and Maddie Baxter is a really good shooter in practice. You've been really waiting for her to get comfortable. I think sometimes as a sophomore it takes a little bit of time for the game to slow down, but she really did a nice job tonight off the bench, really good energy, both offensively and defensively. I thought Lindsay Culver as well did a really nice job on Dolphin, who you know you got to stay close to. She hit some really big shots coming off of ball screens. Early on we were going underneath and she'd step behind and knock them down, but really a good team effort from the girls coming off the bench tonight.
Well, and a chance to get back to 500 tomorrow. And like against Clinton, winnable game. You got some winnable games coming up. You want to make a good run down the stretch.
That's exactly right. You know, that's one of our goals that we talked to the kids about after a City High game. I mean, I thought we played really well. Just didn't finish in that fourth quarter, but again, against a really good City High team. And then went on the road that next the next game against Wallert, and I thought shot the ball really well and played well defensively. And after that, just said, hey, look, we got to really keep battling to get back to 500 and going into that Cedar Falls game. And, you know, that's about the time that pairings come out, so you really want to make sure you're playing well this time of year.
Well, and, you know, you're not going to get a top seed. There's no doubt about that. But when you get Kennedy going and you get three-point shooters going, you're going to scare some teams, I think. That's what your hope is anyway.
Exactly. You know, exactly what you talked about is we understand that we've got kids that can go both inside, outside. We've got some good shooters around. So if we can get the ball inside and they collapse around and they can find out who's open. And, again, I think we're a really unselfish team. It doesn't matter who knocks them down. They do a really good job of making that extra pass and getting open looks and being ready to knock down three-pointers when we have that opportunity.
Well, great win tonight. Go enjoy it a little bit, and good luck against Clinton on a big, quick turnaround tomorrow.
Yep, that's right. We appreciate that very much. Always appreciate you being here, and it's always good to talk to you. That means something went right that night. So, again, appreciate all you do, and thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Jason Edwards, head girls coach at Jefferson, as they win it tonight over Kennedy earlier on, 61-45. 30-27 at the halftime break. We're going to talk about the pods that came out today. In case you missed it, or even if you saw it, to go over it a little bit here, as the substates, six teams in the eight substates of Class 4A came out. And as far as Class 4A is concerned, going over the eastern part of the state of Iowa, we mentioned Kennedy, and that substate they are in earlier on in Substate 3, which includes Cedar Falls, Kennedy, Marshalltown, Mason City, Prairie, and Waterloo East. And Phil, Mason City's got a good record. Kennedy's got a good record. Prairie's got a good record. Cedar Falls has a good record. That's the one substate in the state that's got four really good teams in it. And that seating meeting's going to be a lot of fun. I asked John McCowan if he's going to talk with the debate folks at Kennedy and get some pointers before he heads into that seating meeting.
Yeah, and you know, you just mentioned some of those teams. Just found out Prairie's ahead of Linmar 44-37 at the half. Kennedy's down right here in this ball game, and Cedar Falls is down against Iowa City West. It could even get tighter, Scott, after tonight amongst those teams, too.
Yep, and Mason City, who know, and they're going to have a say. You're going to have two really good semifinals in Substate 3. We know that. Substate 4, Jefferson will be in that one, along with Cedar Rapids, Washington, and then the Dubuques, Hempstead Senior, Western Dubuque, and then Waterloo West will go over to that one. Senior and Hempstead, you got to figure it'll be the 1 and 2s right now, but Jeff can be in there with the 3 or the 4 seed, certainly.
Yeah, and that's what they got to be looking for, that because get that 3 or 4 seed, Scott. You get your first game at home, and you get off to a good start, and that's what you're shooting for. And you talk to your kids about it here. Tonight's going to could help them immeasurably in that one.
Substate 5, City High and West are down there. Linmar is down there along with Muscatine, PV, and Clinton. West certainly will be the number one seed right there, but Joe Wieskamp has been absolutely out of this world the last four games.
Yeah, what has he been shooting, scoring in the 40s? It seems like every time you read about him and what he's done out there, and that's always scary, Scott, when you got a player like that on the floor.
Because he could go off at any moment. 3A, taking a look at the substates there. Substate number 4. That's got Xavier in it, along with Dubuque Waller. Solon and Mount Vernon are in there, along with Davenport Assumption. That's going to be a very interesting seed meeting as well.
Yeah, well, what do you do about who plays in the bigger schools and record-wise and all that sort of stuff?
And then Marion, along with West Delaware, Williamsburg, Benton, CPU, Clear Creek, and Mann, and South Tama have all been put into Substate 5. West Delaware is going to be the top seed. Don't think there's any doubt about that, but the rest of them are pretty tightly bunched.
Marion center pointer deadlocked right now, 26 all midway through the third period.
We're going to have a lot of fun getting ready for the postseason because there are a lot of good teams. We're going to have fun tonight here in the second half. Underway, Kennedy with the basketball. Diggins over to Brewster. Pop-up jumper right of the lane. Left it short on the 10-footer. Got his own rebound, though. Leaves it for Diggins. Back to Foley. Penetrates. Now drops it off inside to Brewster for the layup.
Took advantage of their second opportunity by extending it with the offensive rebound.
Brewster with 14. Webb on the dribble drive. Kick to the corner. Kramer open three. Left it short that time. And the rebound to Jefferson as Willie Guy gets it.
Backside rebounding.
The lineups here. It'll be for the Jayhawks, Bell, Royshawn Webb in there, Kramer, Guy, and Kennan. He got two fouls early, didn't play a lot. Jeff with several players with two. Webb on the drive, hangs, puts it up, no good off the glass. And we're going to foul on the rebound on Brewster on a push.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, now a technical.
He threw the ball in his face, Scott. He threw the ball in his face.
So that will be a personal foul and a technical, 4 now on Drake Brewster.
So right away, all of a sudden, that changes things completely.
So that changes the complexion here.
It does, and King Kramer are going to get to shoot some free throws.
And it's up and good. 31-29. But more importantly, Drake Brewster is going to have to take a seat for a while.
Yeah, with 4, you can't bring him back. I don't know if you'll see him the rest of this period at all, Scott.
Hey, let's go, let's go.
Leading scorer for Kennedy Cougars.
Having a great night with 14. Kramer, Webb, Guy, Kennan, and Bell in there for Jefferson. Foley, Diggins, Deer now. Burst and Haynes for the Cougars. That's your lineups as we start quarter number 3. Guy picks it up out front. Just got rid of it to Webb. Takes it right wing. Yo-yos the dribble back out. Circles left with it outside the arc. Picked up on the switch by Deer. Kramer, drop off pass inside. Fumbled for a moment by Kennan, and Burst comes away with the steal.
Undefeated in the post, but Burst with a good defense.
Foley, step back 3, and he hits right of the key.
Finds a spot, picks and chooses. Pretty deadly when he gets a look.
Cougars all the way back, and then Webb travels on the other end.
Yeah, Webb taking that extra step in there. Kennedy doing a good job walling him off defensively.
10 turnovers now on Jefferson to only 2 for Kennedy. Foley in the front court. Cougars working the way. Bounce to the corner to Deer, looking inside. Stead goes up top left point now to Malik Haynes. Puts it on the floor, on the dribble drive. Stops, cut off by Bell. Over to Diggins, going one-on-one. Diggins drives, hangs, puts it up, no good. Kennedy wanted the foul, didn't get it. Here comes Jefferson the other way. Ball tipped away from Bell. Loose for a moment. Now they fight for it in the lane. Bodies hit the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball. And it will stay with Jefferson.
Going to be out of bounds underneath after all that action. Jefferson gets the inbound underneath their own basket. Kyler Bell will be the trigger man. He'll be the inbounder. Willie Guy is the one taking that out of bounds.
Kai Jenkins for Burst in the Kennedy lineup. In front court, off the inbound. Kramer turns for three and hits over the smaller Foley.
Yeah, and a nicely executed baseline out of bounds for the look.
35-32. Jayhawks back up by three. Jenkins drops it inside to Diggins. Puts up the fall away high. Archer no good. Weak side rebound. Back up and in for Deer. Kennedy is owning the offensive glass.
Now they're starting to crash the boards with a reckless abandon.
Cougars averaging about 10.5 offensive boards a game. Webb behind the screen to Kramer, who's been red hot. Goes back door, finds Bell underneath. Pump fake up and good. Got his man in the air.
And a nice cut, but then under control at the end. Come to a jump stop, shot fake, and let the defender commit.
37-34. Jayhawks back by three. Foley takes it inside and drew the foul. And he'll go to the line.
All right, TJ Cannon coming across, giving help defense.
He picks up his second foul. And the 5'7 junior Jackson Foley with 6 points tonight will go to the line and make it seven. Rayshon Shockley in for the Jayhawks for Kennan. 5:05, time remaining in the third.
Foley's a pretty good shooter, Scott. He's coming in night game, he's 93%.
And can't get the second one to go, and a fight for the ball and the rebound. It will stay with Kennedy on the tied ball. Isaiah Harris in for Kennedy for Malik Haynes.
A lot of teams you see, Scott, now with a 1-4 set on baseline out of bounds. Kennedy shows it. Jefferson shows it.
Off the inbound. They free Diggins. Pump fake. Hangs. Puts it up. Missed it. Webb the rebound. John McCowan wanted to foul again and didn't get it. No look bounce underneath, reverse up, good. It'll count the foul with Shockley.
Getting the ball down the floor in a hurry, Jefferson was. Caught Kennedy flat-footed on the defensive end.
Foley picks up the foul, his first. And Shockley to the line to try to cap off the three-point play. Can't get it to go and Deer the board. 39-35, 4:44 to play. Cougar basketball, Foley yo-yos the dribble right of the key. Cross-court pass, Deer, outside the arc, holds it. Harris over to Foley now. Picked up by Guy, bounce down low, Diggins posting up. On the right baseline, gets it to Deer. Deer penetrates, stops, and was, nope, traveled with it.
That guy's got down the lane area. He tried to come to a jump stop, but his momentum carried him forward, got the extra step.
Turnover number four on the Cougars as Foley will check out for Malik Haynes. 39-35. Kennedy going to extend the man a little bit here.
Haynes with those quick hands guarding the basketball, and then they switch off on, with Deer, another good athlete.
Willie Guy, the third. Bullet pass to the right baseline. Pop-up jumper right through for Kane Kramer again. He's got 18.
He's catch and shoot. This time he does it off the dribble.
41-35. Jenkins fake. Steps in. Open 15-footer. Missed it badly. And the rebound out of there to Shockley. But he throws it away. He was waiting for the wash to go by. And just threw it behind everybody.
Missed opportunity for Jefferson to get a defensive stance. They could have built on their lead a little bit.
41-35. Jayhawks. Back half of this girl-boy doubleheader. Deer gets it in off the inbound. A little shake-and-bake move by Diggins. Drives against a double team. Lost it, but picked it back up to Deer. Jefferson in the man-to-man. On the drive. Diggins all the way in, and he got fouled. As I think they're going to get Shockley. Went for the block, but just stuffed it and stopped the easy two.
Yeah. Made sure he didn't get it up. Try and get a three-point play out of it anyway. Diggins gets the free throw line. 72% shooter on the year.
Swishes the first one. 6 points for Diggins. And now with Brewster on the bench, he's going to have to pick it up.
A little different rotation for Kennedy, too. Not going to bring Diggins back, or excuse me, Brewster back in here for a while.
Got them both. No pressure, at least in the backcourt. 41-37, Jayhawks by four with the ball. Guy in the center circle, picks it up. Haynes all over him, and Haynes came up with the strip. Haynes all the way up, and then he was fouled from behind by Guy.
Haynes with such quick hands on the ball. He's disrupted the dribble, the ball handler, several times tonight.
Third on Guy. He's the first Jayhawk with three. Webb's got two. Kennan's got two. Kramer's got two. Bell's got two. And Shockley's got two.
Coach Harmon just talking to him about being smart. You don't go for the strip in that situation. We don't want you in foul trouble.
Free throw no good for Haynes. He'll have another. Now Guy's going to have to come out with three. And Shaw comes in. One more free throw upcoming for Malik Haynes, 76%. This one up, and that's in and out.
Kennedy has not had a lot of luck at the free throw line.
Then Webb lost it from behind. Deer jump stop, layup won't go, tip no good, and Webb away with the basketball for the Jayhawks. Lead pass to Kramer. 3:15 to play, third quarter. Jayhawk ball up four. Webb comes off the high ball screen. Circles it out front. Now off the clear out, drives, pull up, left it short on the fall away, but Jefferson got the offensive board. Back to Kramer for three, and he got it again.
And Tyler Bell gets the hustle award that time, keeping it alive on the offensive boards.
21 for Kane Kramer, 44-37. Foley over in the corner, burst on the ball fake, got Shockley in the air, drew the foul.
And that's the veteran burst. He's got a younger defender coming out on him. Closing out, a little bit out of control.
And a shot blocker.
And drawing the contact, using that shot fake well.
Kennan for Shockley for the Jayhawks. Kennedy won the first go around. High scoring by eight as the Cougars just get it in to beat the 5 second count. And Jeff's going to go zone.
Slipping back to that zone. Bell up top.
1-3-1, 44-37, first driving baseline, cut off, pass up top, stolen away. Bell, one on two, all the way down, layup good.
Yeah, Bell with that athleticism, we see him out there, he gets those steals at the top of that zone.
46-37, just like that, Jefferson with their biggest lead. Foley gets a return pass from Burst. They reverse it to the corner. Haynes for a three. No good in the line driver. And it's tapped out. And Webb falls down and traveled with it. And Brandon Horman has just lost the sport coat.
He's not happy. He thought maybe there was a little help and reason why he fell down.
Turnover number 14 for Jefferson. No look past baseline. Trapped over there. Harris gets out of it over to Deer. Right back it comes to Harris. Stops, high arching 10 footer and got it from the left baseline.
Now Malik Haynes with a nice little floater in that 12 foot range.
46-39, offensive foul call to Jefferson on Bell on the drive.
Is that his third now?
Yep.
So you got Guy with three, now you got Bell with three.
And Liggins gonna come in at the next dead ball. 1-3-1 still for the Jayhawks. Deer out top to Foley. Starts to drive, yo-yos a dribble. Cross court to Deer now as they play catch outside the zone. Quickly to the corner, Haynes for three. Curled it in and out. Diggins the offensive board, put it on the floor, and they got Shaw for the foul on the reach.
Diggins that time just out jumped Cannon. They both were there trying to get that rebound.
No, they got Cannon, and that's his third. I thought they got Shaw, but they got Kennan instead.
Well, they stay in that 1-3-1.
Inbound, Haynes three, missed it again from the near side corner, but tapped out of there to Foley.
And Diggins kept it alive.
1:19 to play. Here in the third, Kennedy down seven, the number eight Cougars. Haynes to Foley as they work the perimeter left side. Foley goes crossover, drives, no look, bounce over to Deer. To Haynes into the corner now. Ligon coming out on him. Foley to Burst. They drop it off inside. Posting up, getting a double team. Back to Foley. Left wing three. No good. Left it short. And we got a foul. Nope. Or is it out of bounds?
I think it's just out of bounds going to Jefferson.
Got blocked out there. 52 seconds to play in the third.
A little long probably for Jefferson to hold for one.
46-39 with 45 seconds to play. Burst coming out on Webb. Goes with the crossover stop and go move. Drives baseline. Pull up jumper. Rimming no. Rebound. Ligon had it blocked and a foul call.
Ligon timed that well because it's just bouncing around up there and he goes and gets it with two hands.
Second on Derek Diggins. Fourth on the Cougars. And free throws coming up for Kyron Ligon. 2 points in that first half, and the free throw hangs and falls.
Looked like it was going to go out, and then it went back in.
47-39. 34.2 remaining. Second by the left-hander right through. Big minutes by Kyron Ligon off the bench.
Yeah, when they needed him the most with foul trouble looming.
48-39, back to the 9-point Jayhawk lead. 21 seconds. Kennedy's going to go for the last shot. And Jeff falls back into the 1-3-1. Foley in the center circle. Comes near side to Burst. Hands it back to Diggins. Diggins going to be the guy, you would think. Foley on the penetration to Burst. Left wing. Turnaround three and got it. 2 seconds. Cougars almost come up with a steal. They do, but they can't get the shot off. And that is it for the third quarter of play. We got a good one. As we head to the fourth, Jefferson 48, Kennedy 42. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Welcome back to Jefferson as we get ready for a very important fourth quarter for these two teams. Drake Brewster on the bench with four fouls for Kennedy. Jefferson off the inbound, three, no good for the corner. Weak side board, Shockley came out of there with it. Guy Kramer in there along with Bell, Shockley, and Royshawn Webb. Webb puts it on the floor with the left hand, and now he'll back it out. 5 second count on, gonna have to do something with it. Goes back door on the bounce. Bell turns and lays it in.
Two man game on this side between Bell and Webb. And they get the mismatch they want on the baseline.
50-42. Foley, Burst, Brewster back in there, and they're not waiting, Phil. They're getting him in with four. They dump it inside to Brewster. Posting up, back to Burst. Fakes, drives in, leaves it for Brewster, hangs and was fouled by Shockley. Who's got his fourth?
How about Burst? Excuse me. How about Burst with the end of the shot there at the end of the third period? Big three-pointer. And now he sets up his teammate here off a nice little dribble drive. Sets up Brewster to get him going.
Free throw dances and does not fall for Brewster. And Kennedy has missed some free throws in this game tonight.
Yeah, they missed a lot of them. If things don't go right for him in this ball game, that's one thing they're going to look at.
12 of 21. Second free throw is good for Drake Brewster. Playing with four fouls. He's got 15. Lead at 7. Webb into the front court, crosses the timeline. Stop and go dribble, drives left of the lane and tried to bounce in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by Burst.
Yeah, so there's a tip over there. It's going to stay Jefferson ball.
Jenkins back in there, Burst Foley, along with Malik Haynes and Brewster. Webb out front, angling right with a dribble, takes in the lane, almost had it stripped and stolen, got it to Belt. Driving a kick to Guy, three, no good for the corner, and burst the rebound, and he was fouled. Kane Kramer from behind gets his third.
That's one of those reach over the tops that Coach Harmon, you don't like to see happen.
Especially when you're 80 feet from the basket.
And you let your opponent walk to the other end and shoot free throws.
Burst on the line, one in the bonus. Coming up for the senior. 9 and 19 coming in. Free throw good. Got that one.
He's been pretty big for him here. The end of the third, start of this fourth. Doing a lot of things for it, Kennedy.
7 points for Matt Burst. That one's going to be short, but Burst kept it alive. Losing the floor, and Foley gets it for the Cougars. And then a kick ball right in front of us. It'll stay Kennedy ball.
Well, Jefferson had the hands on the basketball. They just couldn't bring it in.
Kennedy will inbound as Diggins comes into the game.
Jefferson in the 1-3-1.
With Kyler Bell out front, long arms. Cougars to the corner, far side, Haynes. Touch pass over, comes to Brewster. They work that perimeter. Trying to get it to go baseline here. No look, pass inside, Haynes, turnaround good on the left block.
Find him along in the short corner, we call it, and he made him pay.
50-46, back to 4 for Kennedy. Guy, left free throw line to the corner. Kramer, high arching three, and he got it again.
And Jayhawks needed that one, and dribble penetration sets up the shooter.
24 for Kane Kramer. 53-46. Kramer came in at 44%. He's been over that tonight. 2-3 now for Jefferson.
Yeah, switched it to a 2-3 zone.
Foley to Burst, to the corner. Haynes, three-pointer, no, but he got fouled. On the triple try.
On the closeout, Webb got a piece of the arm.
Third on Royshawn Webb.
He's gonna get to shoot three free throws now.
And Haynes to get three. Has 6 points, half a dozen tonight. Benzanese put it up and got it. High school basketball again tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. Still 5:41 to play in this game. Second one also good. Listen to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids.
Haynes looks like he's found a little bit of a confidence and rhythm out there at the line.
Yeah, he gave him the old curse.
I was going to say, they're kind of maybe shifting those free throws misfortunes that they've had.
Webb, the guy. Stop and go move. Now circles into the lane. Low catch by Bell. Give and go and stolen away by Foley.
Jackson Foley with a heads-up play, reading that pass very well.
17 turnovers. Foley, top of the key. Three-pointer, got it.
He gets the steal and he makes him pay with a three.
53-51. Closest Kennedy has been since early in the third. Webb at the far sideline. Coming up in 5 minutes to play. Here's Kramer left of the lane. Gets doubled. Back to Webb. Rises for three and answers for the Jayhawks.
Wow. Kramer, attention goes to Kramer when he caught it in the middle of the lane area and he kicks it out to an open Webb.
56-51. 9 threes for Jefferson in the game. Kennedy with a three, no good. Cougars get the offensive board though. Brewster to Haynes, drives baseline, cut off, looking for some help. Gets it out of there to Burst. Right back to Haynes, open for three. No, too strong, but Guy lost the rebound out of bounds.
They just have a hard time holding on to the ball. Jefferson is there on a lot of them, but they just can't quite rein it in.
Shockley in for Kennan. 4:32 to play in the game, 56-51 Jayhawks. Inbound, Brewster posting up, and he puts a little hook off the glass for two.
He used that hip to get some space out there. Heady play for him.
56-53, 4:20 to play. Webb, and going to get called for the carry. Thought someone was going to go into the corner, and I think it caught him kind of in mid-dribble.
Yeah, I thought he was a pass in between that one-hand pass. Couldn't bring it back.
When you talk about Kennedy Phil with the missed free throws, it's Jefferson with the turnovers with 18. And that's what's kept Kennedy in the game. Following the hand back, they work the wave over to Burst. Drops it off inside right block. Diggins tried to bounce it underneath the Brewster, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Kennedy.
Bell trying to draw a charge in there. Said play on.
Was underneath the bucket, though.
Getting physical, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, it is. Inbound, quick three, no good. Foley, weak side, rebound to the Jayhawks as Bell gets it. Splits a double team, takes it up in a hurry and into the front court.
Shockley's losing his shoe.
Under four to play. Bell angling right with a dribble, takes it to the near sideline. Diggins on him, crossover on the drive, cut off by Foley, back to Webb for three, missed it badly, and the rebound to Burst.
Burst on the backside, weak side rebound.
Kennedy can tie with a three ball. Stop and go move. And layup missed. No good by Diggins. Put back. No good. Tried to put a little French pastry, I think, on it, as old Al McGuire would say.
And Burst with a follow-up point blank. Couldn't get it either.
Timeout Jayhawks. 3:16 to play.
30 seconds. Here we go.
It'll be a 30-second timeout taken here by Jeff with 3:16 to play.
I'm almost wondering if Diggins was thinking about maybe going to dunk that one.
I thought he was maybe thinking about it as well, kind of between the dunk and the layup, and he just kind of...
And that's usually when you miss, when you get caught in between.
What a game.
Going to come right down to the final. Maybe who has the final possession out here, Scott.
Foul trouble. Brewster with four for Kennedy. For Jefferson, Shockley with four. Bell, Kramer, Cannon, Webb, and Guy all with three.
And then you look up at the foul situation, the team fouls. Kennedy only has four team fouls. They got some fouls to give here going down the stretch.
Student sections in force here. Jefferson ball. Shockley, Bell, Guy, Webb, and Kramer. Webb, yo-yos dribble back to the center circle. Deere comes out on him, angling right with it. On the hand back to Kramer. Works it left sideline. Guy on the clear out going one-on-one, and it was lost out of bounds. Last touch by Kennedy.
Good piece of officiating out there. One official looks like he's going to point the other way, and they looked at each other, make sure they got the call right.
Jeff in front court to put it in. Looking, and they will get it into Bell. And a high catch with it. Went up high to get it. Guy back to Bell, drives baseline in all the way and got the layup to go.
In fact, Foley may have slipped out there initially defensively, and then no one rotated down to pick Bell up.
58-53, Jeff by five. Burst trying to pass inside. Brewster lost it, picked it back up. Foley, little shake and bake move. Back it comes to Burst. Two-man game. They work that triangle left. Now inside. Turnaround shot. Heart of the lane, no good. Burst with the tip back, though. Kept it alive. And Kennedy will set it back up. With 2:20 to play. Foley to Burst. Trying to get it inside, they do. They feed Brewster back to the corner. Deer for three, too strong, and Webb the weak side board. Webb bringing it up in a hurry. Three on three, drives in. Stripped going up by Foley. Got it back to Guy for three. No, rebound underneath, tie ball. It'll go to Kennedy.
Tell you, Scott, that was a big possession right there for Jefferson. You're at the two-minute mark. They could connect there, give him a little bit more space. Kennedy has to play a little bit quicker. Big miss there for the Jayhawks.
That would have blown the lid off this place.
Well, now Kennedy's got to capitalize here.
58-53. High post. Brewster now drives the lane. Had it blocked, though. Shockley got a piece of it. Kennedy retains possession, though. Diggins looking to go one-on-one. At the far hash mark right. Stutter dribble on the drive. Step under move. Shot up, no. Put back, good. Count the foul. And Shockley has just picked up his fifth.
And it was, Diggins working hard in there. Missed his shot, but went after it really quick. Knew he had Shockley on his back that time and draws the foul and gets a chance for the three-point play.
And Shockley will leave with 2 points, but he had some blocks, rebounds, and we're going to get a Kennedy full timeout. We'll take our final 30 here of the ball game. 1:35 to play. Jeff 58, Kennedy 55. Back after this on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Scott Unash along with Phil Dunn with you. And a dandy tonight. Going to have another good one next Tuesday night. Cedar Falls and Xavier. That'll be over at the Ron Fillon Gymnasium at Xavier.
I think the Xavier boys won tonight too. Trying to get a score there.
Against Washington.
That was at Washington. Also got a final on Iowa City West, we know, defeated Cedar Falls by 12 in that matchup down there in Iowa City.
Diggins trying to cap off the three-point play to bring Kennedy within a deuce. Up, good. 58-56. See if Kennedy brings pressure, and they will.
1-2-1-1, zone press.
Cannon to get it in. Bounces it near sideline. Bell gets away from his defender. Circles into the front court. Foley all over him. They trap and got caught in the air and almost threw it away. Jayhawks retain it though. Kramer in the corner. No need to foul as of yet.
No, long time to hold the ball.
Well, although Kennedy with only 14 fouls though.
I mean, you might as well get out and play the ball. You're not going to put him on the line.
Guy, cross guard pass, stolen by Burst. And then a foul, I think, on Webb. Trying to get it back. 19 turnovers. Fourth on Royshawn Webb. And Matt Burst with two. It's double bonus.
Takes a little bit of pressure off him there.
7 points tonight for Burst. Hit a big three at the end of the third, but that one's short, no good.
Only 47% free throw shooter coming into tonight's ball game.
Still plenty of time remaining.
A lot can happen here. A lot will happen here. And we've seen a lot of misses, Kennedy, but they get the offensive boards.
Second one, good. Burst gets one out of two. 58-57, Jeff up by one. Full court pressure. And the Willie Guy trapped along the sideline and traveled with it. 20 turnovers on Jefferson.
A little bit of contact there, Scott. Bodies hit the floor. They played through it.
Now some moisture right in front of the Kennedy bench. Now Kennedy can take the lead. They get it into Diggins, posting up, turns, puts it off the glass, and scores on the isolation.
Like the matchup they had with Bell in the post.
59, 58 under a minute to play. Jayhawks now. They need a bucket. Bell spinning top of the key, leaves it for Kramer. Who's had a big night to Webb off the one-on-one move, and they're going to get a foul on Haynes on the reach, but it's only the fifth foul.
45 seconds left, plenty of time. Jefferson's going out of bounds sideline.
Full timeout going to be taken here by Kennedy. As it's going to be John McCown to talk it over. Wrestling, Iowa beat Ohio State tonight, 21-13.
Nice bounce back win for the Hawks. See if they can do it tomorrow on the men's basketball.
Yep, tomorrow night. UNI women and the Drake women tonight.
Double overtime right now.
Oh, really? That's the way it should be.
72-72.
59-58 here, 45.1 to go. Now, Kennedy still has a foul to give, Phil.
They'll use it.
You don't want Brewster to commit the foul, though.
No, he's playing with four right now, but you talk about, I'm sure they're going to be playing in their man-to-man. They're going to match up. If you're Jefferson, you got plenty of time. You know, it's 45 seconds left. What's your play that you think you got the best matchup on and your best score? Webb or Kramer are going to be the two that you're going to want pulling the trigger on this one.
Maybe a Webb drive and a kick to the corner for Kramer.
Kramer's the inbounder on this play. See how they defend.
But do you hold it now for one?
I know. If you're behind, I go early, try to get a good one.
45 seconds, Jayhawks inbound. Webb into the front court, behind the screen, with the stutter dribble. Goes baseline, in all the way. Hangs, puts it up and scores.
That's what they got. They got the one-on-one. Let your best offensive player work.
60-59, Kennedy down by one. Foley and a timeout. Kennedy with 25.4. They'll take it 30 to talk it over. 25.4. Cougars scored off the inbound last time with Diggins.
They went to a post up because Jefferson was in the man-to-man. They went to the post up down there. It was Bell that was guarding him on the matchup. They said play through it, a little bit of a contact in there. Coach Horman was just begging for a five-second count there. Didn't get it. Yeah, we'll see what happens. They're going to be inbounding from the same spot, probably right in front of the bench and the sideline here. Kennedy will be. Now, Jefferson doesn't have the luxury of fouling either because Kennedy's in the double bonus. Any foul Jefferson commits, Kennedy's going to be shooting two free throws.
Harris, or check that, Haynes. In there for the Cougars, Foley, Burst, Diggins, and Brewster. They'll inbound right in front of us. Looking, they'll lob it in. They try to get it over the top, and Bell came up with a steal and a foul call.
Okay, now it's still no free throws. They got to give one more.
Burst got his first.
And Brewster's going to come out because he's got four fouls. They don't want him to commit his fifth, and they're going to bring Deer in defensively.
Kennedy inbound in backcourt. Looking, trying to get it in, and a five-second count.
That was quick. They have no timeout, Scott.
I have them with a couple.
That's what I thought. Coach Foreman was wanting a timeout down at the other end, but seemed like a quick five.
22.8. Cougars inbound. Brewster posting up underneath. Turnaround won't go. Got his own rebound. Fall away, no, but he was fouled. Could not hear the whistle, but a foul with 19.8.
Goes to the free throw line. Gets to shoot two free throws now.
Willie Guy picks up his fourth. And Brewster to the line. Tonight he is 5 of 7. Benson East put it up and got it. We're tied.
Second free throw critical. If you're Jayhawks on a miss, you got to screen out. Kennedy's had a ton of offensive rebounds off missed free throws.
60-60. Going for the lead. Brewster's free throw missed it short. Rebound Bell. Jayhawks with timeouts. Kramer to Webb. Timeout Jefferson with 12.9. Full timeout.
Coach Horman wanted to get it past the timeline, past half court, before he called that timeout so he can set his offensive play what he wants here. Last time out of the baseline or the sideline out of bounds, they wound up isolating, and they're going to bring Ligon in, the sophomore Jefferson is, maybe for Kennan. But they're going to have, they had Webb being able to go to his left. They like that matchup. Now you go for the final shot now,
Yeah,
Scott.
You got to go for the final shot.
You don't want to go too early and give Kennedy a chance to go to the other end because even if you miss, your worst to do is you go into extra play here in overtime. Kennedy has no more fouls to give either.
Nope.
16 fouls. They commit one. Jefferson goes to the free throw line in the one-on-one.
One timeout left for the Jayhawks if they need it. Kennedy with two, according to my sheet. Get it in the web. Two-man game with Kramer.
Yep. I think Kramer would probably be the trigger man. He was last time anyway. It's a good decision. You got a senior taking the ball out.
Face guarded by Diggins. Kramer looking to get it in. Getting, looking. Looking, and they get it in. Bell going baseline on the drive, spinning. Back to Kramer. He'll pop the three. Got it! 7 seconds remaining. Timeout, Kennedy.
And Kramer in the corner. You called it, Scott. A little bit of disconfusion there, and it was Bell who drove the baseline, get the defenders to go to him. Kramer just curled behind, and they got the flip back to him.
Fearless is Kane Kramer.
Officials are going to talk about time. And they actually did put 0.6 seconds back up. It was 6.3, now it's 6.9.
Seventh three of the night for Kane Kramer. 27 points.
The student section across from us for the Jayhawks are really into it.
6.9 to go. Now, you got to get a three if you're Kennedy.
Yeah, you got to. That's it. You got three. Jayhawks, you got to play it differently, right? You defend out on the three. Do you foul, Scott? There's the question. Do you foul? It's a double bonus.
But you've said Kennedy's been getting offensive rebounds on missed free throws.
If you felt pretty confident that you could get those rebounds, I don't know. See what Coach Foreman done here. That does here. That's one option they can. Or you just make them make a three. Try to play good defense. Whatever you do, don't foul a three-point shooter.
Absolutely. No pressure by Jefferson in the backcourt. Now they will put a little on. Inbound to Diggins. Clock starts. Diggins across the timeline. Diggins on the dribble. Goes to the corner. Hand back to Foley, and he traveled with it coming off the screen.
A little handoff there. Extra step. 1.1. Jeff just needs to inbound it.
They have a timeout. They'll use it. You're the Jayhawks. Just throw it in the front court.
Throw it this way, yeah. Get it down there. Throw it in front
of
your bench.
Let somebody touch it. You don't need to catch it.
No, just bat it a little bit. And that's what Coach Harmon's probably going to talk to his kids. Whatever you do, don't throw it down here in front of the Kennedy around the three-point line and let them get something up. They don't have any more timeouts, I don't believe, Jefferson.
No, they're out.
So they don't want a five-second call for sure. Because then Kennedy can turn around and get something because they're in a great place if they would get the ball back on the inbound over there on the far side.
Kennedy came into this one tied with Dubuque Senior at the top of the Valley Division. And this could be a really crippling loss for the Cougars.
Yeah, I mean, battling in that, talking that sub-state too.
But what a win for Jeff.
They wanted a good start here at the beginning of the game. Coach Foreman talked about it. They got a good start, and they've been battling with them ever since. You know, what's interesting, Scott, too, they could have folded there when Kennedy took the lead, but they bounced back.
Kramer will inbound. They'll just toss it into the half court line. Brewster gets it, throws it up, off the glass, and that's it. Jefferson, 63-60 win on the almost last second shot by Kane Kramer to come away with a victory in this one here tonight. We'll come back and wrap it up after this two-minute timeout. As you're listening, High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below.
Yep, they're that tough.
So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Bomb. It works where it hurts.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
They've called Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Marquis speaking.
Hi, Marquis. I need to change my oil, and I want the best.
Okay. I've got Benzoil Platinum, full synthetic.
And how much is that?
$27.99.
And that's good stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Protecting your engine from heat and sludge.
You really know your stuff. What's a good time of night to view Neptune?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Benzoil Platinum, full synthetic, for just $27.99. While supplies last. See store for details.
Back with you on the postgame show here tonight as the Jefferson Jayhawks ride Kane Kramer's three-pointer with 7 seconds remaining to a 63-60 victory tonight at home over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They split the season series, each team winning on their home floor. And, what a win, and one Jefferson really needed to break the four-game losing streak.
Yeah, it was. And they came in here 7-7. This keeps them above 500. They get a victory on their home floor. And wasn't it fun watching that student section, too, come out there?
Came out and didn't rush the floor right at the end of the game, but as soon as the handshakes were done, they came out.
They came out, and it was orchestrated pretty well. They're enjoying it with their team. And there's a lot of happy Jayhawks right now.
And Jefferson goes to 8-7, 5-5 in the league. Kennedy drops to 9-4, and 7-3. And it is just, it's hard to win in this league on the road.
That's the identical conversation I had with both coaches before the game. How hard it is to win every night out. You just got to come ready to play, because teams are going to battle you tooth and nail. And it comes down to just the handful of plays throughout the course of a ball game that are going to decide it.
Tough loss for the Cougars, no doubt. It's going to hurt for a while.
Yeah, well, it's like you said, that gives them their fourth loss on the year, third in the conference. Go to 9-4 overall now, and you know, a lot of things we talked about for conference play. What's that do to them? What's it going to do for them when it comes for the seeding? When it comes time in that sub-state, which will be coming up here now that we know the pods. And, you know, and just overall, what do you do confidence-wise, too? How do you bounce back from a game like this? But Jefferson, Scott, had this game. They led the vast majority of this ball game, and I think we talked about it right at the end just a little bit. Kennedy came back. I think they took a lead when Diggins got the ball inside on a post up, and he scored. Jayhawks didn't panic. They kept their pose, composure, came back, didn't fold, came back and got the W. And great night from Kane Kramer. Good night from Roy Sean Webb. A lot of people contributing out there for the Jefferson.
Shockley, people like that. And Brandon Horman, the Jefferson coach, joining us. And I saw you let out a big exhale when he got in the back of that handshake line.
You know what, guys? Kennedy, they're so good. And these in-city games, they get the best of you no matter what records are going into it, no matter how people have been playing. And hats off to Kennedy, though. I mean, they battled. They fought through some adversity with Brewster being in foul trouble. But they hit some big shots and took the lead at the end. But the 10-game streak, the 5-year wait, the guys were ready for it. And what a better night to have it happen than with some of the members of our 66-67 championship team here. And congrats to those guys again. But so proud of the guys, just the way they battled tonight.
Yeah, it has been a long time. But talk about the last play. Was that the way you designed it up for Kane in the corner? He had the hot hand. We figure you're going to go either with Roshan on the drive, maybe a kick. Let him take it. One of those two is going to shoot.
Well, it wasn't exactly what we had drawn up, but we got guys that can make plays. And Kane, he's been just shooting the ball phenomenally all year long. And he's playing like a senior. He's ready for big moments. He's making big plays in big moments. And so I'm so happy that he hit that game winner tonight. Over the last couple years, we've drawn up a lot of game-winning threes for him. And it's never fallen in, but I think this is a pretty good one to go for him tonight.
Got so many good performances. Willie Guy came through with a good floor game. And Royshawn Webb with 17. Kyler Bell had 10. And then Shockley off the bench. Lincoln gave you good minutes.
Yeah, he did. He did. He really came to play tonight. Both the young guys did, Ligon and Shockley. Ligon, he hasn't been getting a lot of minutes, but he's been playing well and practicing hard the last few weeks. And we knew he'd be ready to go tonight. Made some big free throws, got some big rebounds. And Shockley, he did a phenomenal job defensively on Brewster. He's physical, and he keeps his hands off, and just a great job.
You talked about exciting finish, but before the game, you talked about how important the start of the game was going to be for you guys and not getting down. Changed some things up at the start of the game, and you had a good start.
We did. We went to man-to-man tonight, which is we played more man tonight than we have all season long. I think I said this last time. But we have spent 2 days working on it here since the last time we talked. But the guys, they have been so focused every single day this week. And we've been struggling lately. And there's no shame in that right now. But they're ready to move on. And they're ready to take one day at a time right now. But, yeah, defensively, we were able to mix it up a little bit more tonight. And I think that helped us out.
Well, you win despite 21 turnovers. You got in foul trouble. I think you were looking up and down the bench a few times, and just showed the resilience of the guys tonight.
Yep, and that word right there, resilience, we've been writing that on our board all year long, and the guys have been. Shots haven't gone our way. Things haven't gone our way at all times, but they keep fighting, and the goal is to get it better every single day, and this was a huge step forward for our guys. Sub-state pairings came out today, so that new season is upon us as well, and we just got to focus on, we got to come in and focus on tomorrow. That's our next step right now, but again, just so proud of them.
Don't get any easier too, and then you got to go to Dubuque to play senior.
Yep, we're up to senior on Tuesday. We got a tough stretch coming here right now, but I'm excited for it. We've taken some rough ones the last couple weeks, but I know our guys are competitors, and they're going to be ready to battle up. And I think tonight's just going to show them again what they're capable of, and hopefully this taste tonight sticks around for a long time.
Yeah, a lot of good if you hit the threes, and they were going down tonight. So.
We did, and I knew we were going to have to play a pretty flawless game as far as offensively, minus the 21 turnovers, but like you said, got to be resilient, and we overcame those mishaps.
Well, go enjoy it. And 5 years.
5 years.
Wow.
5 years.
How about that?
Again, thanks, guys, for your coverage, and have a good weekend.
You too. Well,
congratulations, Coach.
Brandon Orman, head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks, as they defeat Kennedy tonight 63-60. How about that? 10 straight 5 years since Jefferson has beaten Kennedy.
Well, it's a bunch of happy Jayhawks. We've said that before, but, going into this one, you know that's in the back of your minds, and he mentioned it too. What a great night to have a performance in front of your state championship team on their 50 year anniversary, coming back here to celebrate that. And you feel good for kids like Kane Kramer and Royshawn Webb. Put a lot of work into it, and you can tell the genuine excitement on Coach Horman there, and talking about it and wanting to get in there and celebrate this moment with his team.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in this Jayhawk win tonight, 63-60 over the Kennedy Cougars. For Jefferson, 2 in double figures. Kane Kramer, the story tonight, the 6'3 senior, came in averaging 14.8, and he lit it up for 27, including the game-winning 3 with 7 seconds remaining, as Kramer ends up with 27 points tonight, hits 7 3-pointers, a couple of 2s, and a couple of free throws. 17 for Royshawn Webb. And he was terrific tonight as well. 10 points for Kyler Bell. 8 of those coming in the second half. 4 for Kyron Ligon off the bench. Willie Guy had 3. Rajon Shockley with 2 for the Jayhawk, total of 63. For the Kennedy Cougars, they had 3 in double figures tonight. Drake Brewster leading the way with 18, but he missed the majority of that third quarter with the foul difficulty. 12 points for Derek Diggins. Jackson Foley ended up with 10, including 3 3-pointers. Matt Burst had 8, Malik Haynes had 8, and Nick Deer off the bench with 4. Bench scoring was 6-4 tonight in favor of the Jayhawks. Jefferson won despite 21 turnovers. in this game tonight. Kennedy only turned it over 7 in this one. And as far as three-pointers are concerned, the Jayhawks ended up with 10 three-pointers in this game tonight to only 5 for Kennedy. And the Cougars, they can look back at the free throw line as well, where Kennedy tonight. I'll get that taken care of. You go ahead, and we had the coach first, so I'll add this up. You go to the rebounding, and I'll come back.
There you go. And when you look at the rebounding, Jefferson winds up plus 1, 34-33. But I got a pretty amazing stat here. Kennedy has had 22 offensive rebounds. 22 of their 33 were on the offensive board side of things. And that's pretty phenomenal that Jefferson was able to overcome that and still get the victory here tonight. But let's look at the individuals for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Royshawn Webb coming up big for the Jayhawks. 8 rebounds for him. Kyler Bell with 5, 4 of them coming in the second half of play. 3 Jayhawks with 4 rebounds apiece. Kane Kramer, Willie Guy, as well as Rajon Shockley. Contributing 2 rebounds is TJ Cannon, as well as Kyron Lagan. And Curtis Shaw chips in with 1. 4 dead ball rebounds for the Jayhawks. 11 offensive, 23 defensive. Total of 34 for Jefferson. For the Kennedy Cougars, Matt Burst, no surprise there, is leads them. He's been doing that this year. He's got 7 rebounds in tonight's ball game. 4 for Drake Brewster. Derek Diggins with 5. 3 rebounds from Malik Haynes. Nick Deere, I almost missed him there too. He had 5 rebounds off the bench for Kennedy. Jackson Foley with 2. Slug of dead ball rebounds for Kennedy. 22 offensive, 11 defensive, a total of 33 for the Kennedy Cougars.
The foul shooting. The foul shooting in the game tonight. Good to see Willie. 19 of 31 for Kennedy. So if they would have had a few more free throws go in, who knows what would happen. Jefferson was 9 of 13 tonight. So Kennedy still made 6 more free throws than the Jayhawks even attempted tonight.
Yeah, and Kennedy, some of those were the front end of 1-on-1 too, in a stretch there too. So that could have even been more. Could have had a few more attempts out there. So, yeah, it just kind of spreads. And they're a pretty good free throw shooting team. Scott, when you look at it coming in here, they just weren't able to connect.
So Jefferson wins it tonight, 63-60. We know Xavier got a win tonight. We know Iowa City West got a win over Cedar Falls. So Cedar Falls drops to 6-4. Kennedy is now 7-3. Have not seen a final on Senior and Waller. See if I can.
Senior won by 9.
They
I
did
believe.
Win. Okay, very good.
Prairie beat Linmar 74-68.
When was the last time Prairie swept Linmar in a year?
At Linmar. Yeah, they. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Got them
both times. So
yeah. That's maybe going back to the Wessel era, era.
Yeah.
At Prairie.
Yeah, times are changing.
It's been a while, but they get that victory tonight. So Prairie is 7-3. Hempstead tonight probably going to get it. I didn't see the score against City High, but favored against City High. They would be 7-3. Kennedy is 7-3. Cedar Falls 6-4. And Senior at the top at 8-2. Kennedy's still not out of it, certainly, as far as the division championship is concerned.
No, there's still a lot of, I guess what you would say, a lot of basketball left to be played here. A lot of crazy things that can happen in the matchups yet to come. A lot of people have to play each other up at the top, and it'll shake itself out. It'll be fun to watch.
Well, this was a fun one tonight. Up and down, a lot of scoring, and a whole lot of excitement in this one tonight. I think everybody got their money's worth in this one.
Yeah, and fun. A doubleheader over here. Nice to have a good crowd coming out and enjoy it and witness it. And I tell you what, it's going to make it a little bit easier for the Jayhawks to get up and go to practice and get ready for that next road trip up to Dubuque.
Yep, and that'll be coming up on Tuesday night when they take on Dubuque Senior. Tuesday night, we are back with you with more boys MVC basketball. We'll see one of those folks in that log jam of the Valley Division, the Cedar Falls Tigers. We'll see them for the third time this year. They will be at Xavier to take on the Saints. We have not seen the Saints since the calendar turn to the new year. And they did get a win tonight over Cedar Rapids, Washington. And for Xavier, of course, the big three there, and time to get things turned in the right direction as you get into February.
Yeah, you try to get ready going down the stretch there and see if you can keep everybody healthy and then, like you say, build some momentum maybe as you try to get ready for tournament play.
Well, that'll be coming up on Tuesday night, Cedar Falls at Xavier, and that will be at 7:30. That'll be in 107.5 FM coming up on Tuesday night. And Phil, we will see you then, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Scott. You too.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Chris Deem, the athletic director here at Jefferson, Erin Seeley as well for all her help. Thank you to both Derek Steppen as well as Jeff Downing back in the KGYM studios, not too far away. Appreciate it. Thanks to the great sports boosters that we have here at KGYM. And a big thanks as well to everybody for tuning in to the games tonight. Sweep for Jefferson here tonight. Final score in the girls game. It was Jefferson winning that one 61-45. And the final in the boys game, Jefferson upsetting 8th-rated Kennedy 63-60. For Steve Dozier and for Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. And you've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long, everybody, from Cedar Rapids, Jefferson.
Did you guys mend the fence?
You know, I've actually been talking to the folks over